Tes Zion Tammuz, Friday the 6th of July, Rabbi Osher Sternbuch, Bilom.
Rashi says, Rashi quotes a famous Chazal, Vim Tema, Mimnei Ma Hishre HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinosai, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu rest his Shechina Al Goy Rosha, on a person like Bilom who is Mamesh HaRosha? Says Rashi, in order that the nation shouldn't have an answer. Leima, to say, Ilu ayu lanu nevi'im, if we would have had prophets, chazanu lamuta, we would have also been good boys. If we didn't have prophets, says Rashi, hemed laem nevi'im, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed for them nevi'im. And what happened? We all know the famous story at the end of the Sedra, Haim Palsu, Gedor Elam, they brought down the whole fence of the world. Shebitchila, at the beginning, Hoyigidurim Ba'arayas, they were fenced off from Arayas. Vezeh Nosan Le'etza, and Bilam gave the advice, La'afke Atzmon Liznus, to make them hefke puzzles. The Midrash adds on even stronger. The Pasuk says in Azinu, Hatsu Tomim Poloi, Ki Kol Dorocha of Mishpat, all the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are judgment. Says the Medrash, Leiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't leave Pitzchayim Peh any excuse for the nations of the world to say, you distant us, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? He gave them kings, he gave them Nevi'im, and Yidden and Goyim. As the Medrash says, he appointed Shlomo HaMelech for Klal Yisrael, he appointed for the Goyim Nebuchadnezzar. What happened? He built a Beis HaMikdash. What did Nebuchadnezzar do? He destroyed. He gave them everything, everything they used wrongly. But the Kasha is, they still got an excuse. Look, the Goyim can say, you gave Klal Yisrael a Novi who's a tzaddik. Why didn't you give us a corrupt, wicked old guy? A Bilam and a Mushas, a corrupt and a wicked guy. How do you want us to go along and do tshuva with such a Novi? So says the Mephoshim, what did he gain? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu gain by giving them such a Navi like Bilam? They still got the Antaina. The Teretz is, the Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu offered all the nations Teva, and not one of them wanted to accept it, till he came to Klal Yisrael. And when he came to Klal Yisrael, they accepted the Torah. Kum dechis, they die in Chazal, that the Goyim didn't want to go along and have Torah. One thing they wanted was to have a Navi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a Navi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them a great Navi. Like Chazal say, Leikom beYisrael kemeshe, Ava ba'umas ha'olam kom. And when, who is that? That's Bilam. Aber, what happened with Mr. Bilam? As time went past, he had no tailor. He had no midas. He went and he came corrupt and he fell to be nothing. Kum dechais, the answer to the Goyim is, you want a Navi, I'll give you a Navi. Aber, the Navi's got to be a Navi. Who's a Navi who starts with, got to have Midas, he's got to have Teva. Without Teva and Midas, you couldn't become a Navi. And that's what happened to him at the end. He came taka and mushkas. Rav Chaikin gives over this vort with a mussel, and he makes it very good. He says, somebody ate by somebody Shabbos, and he loved the cholent. So the guest rang up the hostess, can you give me the recipe of the chont? So she gave him the recipe of the chont. Next Shabbos she makes the chont. And the husband said, it's just horrible chont. So she rang back on, she said, excuse me, you did not give me the proper recipe. But I did everything what you told me, I put in all the ingredients and everything. So she asked her, did you clean the pot out before you went along and cooked your chong? She said, no, I forgot. So she said, that's the answer. You left a nation calmly begun. You left a rotten taste at the bottom of the pot. Avada enochenama. There was a Bilam. He had the ability to be able to build himself and to become a proper Navi. Obi, he was filthy with corrupt middos. If he had corrupt middos, nothing would help. I want to show further in this week's Sedra on this point. We all know there's a famous story in this week's Sedra, the story of the donkey. By Yiftach Hashem, Espio Osi. The Mishnah says in Obus, which we said last week, that there were 10 things which were created on Erev Shabbos, Bein Ashmoshes. One of them was the Pia Osi. Said the Baal Tanura on the Mishnah, that it was an Erev Shabbos, Bein Ashmoshes, decreed that at a later time, the donkey will go along and speak with Bilam. And says, the case is Yom Tov on the spot. How do we know that? Because if the donkey would have lived so long, then in that case, it should have been mentioned in the Torah, the unbelievableness, that it lived a little donkey for thousands of years. Mibalt the Torah doesn't mention it, therefore is a raya. Says the Tefes Yom Tov, that the donkey was not created on Erev Shabbos Bein Ashmoshes. The donkey was created Be'emes at the time. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decree at the time that donkey will speak. The Sefer Moitzei Sholol Rov brings a Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. An unbelievable Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Avraham Avinu, when he got up by the story of the Akedah, he took Yishmael, Eliezer, and his son all together, and he went on a donkey. And what was on a chamoy? And says the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that is the chamoy, the son of the Osain which was created by Moshes. And that, he says, is the chamoy which Moshe Rabbeinu used to go when he went to Mitzrayim, and he adds on, that is the chamoy which Ben David will use by Yemos HaMashiach. So let me do klar from this Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, that this chamoy was an altar, and must have been a Goan altar, outer donkey. Why? Because it was already created at the time, and it's been used. So the Moshe Sholalov asks, why did the Melech Mashiach have to use an outer donkey? Now, it's going to use Bezal Hashem Bekori Mamish, an outer donkey, which is well over 5,000 years old already now. So the Shem should be very soon, it'll be that amount of years. Why it felt a pesusim or chamoyim from Melech Mashiach to ride on? He has to go along and use a donkey which was created at the Erev Shabbos Bein Ashmoshes. And similarly, what it's special because Moshe Rabbeinu used it, Avraham Avinu used it. What is the speciality? So he says that in order that Klal Yisrael should come out, when they did come out from Mitzrayim, Memtes Shavitume, and from Mitzrayim, you needed to have a schus of Mesiras Nefesh. The donkey with Yitzhak, which Avraham Avinu used to go to the Akedah, that was unbelievable, Mesiras Nefesh. The Avraham Avinu went on a chamoy with his Ben Yochid, which he had said on it, Matiten Liv on Neichi Hoyle Chaviri. And he went and he used that donkey to go along and to go to the Akedah. In that schus, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to beguile the Yidden from Mitzrayim as well. And in that schus, that donkey, which was used always through history for Mesirach Nefesh, that donkey will Bezer Hashem go along and be used, Bekorev, to go along and redeem us for Mesirach Mashiach. But what I really want to bring out is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such a mess to go along and to change all the Sidrei Bereas HaOlam to have a donkey talking? Who for? For Bilam, a corrupt, muschistic person. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam state in Sfornei of Parsha Amora Dekavot? The Ribbono Shel Olam gave the donkey the koyach to speak. You know why the Ribbono Shel Olam gave the donkey the koyach to speak? He wanted to show him. The Pasuk says, what we say by davening, Hashem tzvosai tiftoch ufi yagid tilosecho. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the person who opens your lips and opens your mouth. The Ribbono Shel Olam was hoping, if he would go along and he would see all these nisim, and he would see everything what happens is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can go along and open a donkey's mouth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's going to control your lips. Maybe that will be a way that he will change his mind from what he wants to go along and do and curse the Yidden. Although we all know that nothing made a scrap of an impression on him at all. Paket, he went arguing with the donkey. He made such a fool of himself. He went along and he said, "Vayema Bilam la osin lu yesh chere biyodi keato avakticho." Says Rabbeinu Bechai, it's unbelievable. The words of Rabbeinu Bechai are, "Hayeroi Bilam." Bilam should have wondered. Bepele agodei avdeh, and this unbelievable wonder of what wonder of the speaking. Of the Osei. And he should see the nest and realize who's doing it. It's the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Teretz is, said Rabbeinu Bechai, Egevena, a rotten guy. If you've got no middos, you can see the biggest miracles, Umevit Bleiben, and you stay still the biggest washer. You can see the greatest things. And you've got to have your preparations to be able to see it. I saw, the Gemara says in Brochus, that hey, lo elam yargiz yetzer hatov al yetzer hara. A person's got a daily war with the yetzer hatov and the yetzer hara. If he's successful, well and good. If he's not successful, says the Gemara, he should learn Torah. If he's still not successful, says the Gemara, you know what he should do. Says the Gemara, he should go along and be maskev, say Krishna. And if he's still not successful, says the Gemara, you know what he should do? Yaskil lo yom hamisa. Says Rav Elia Lapian, why do you beat round the bush? If you know for sure that the yaskil lo yom hamisa is going to help, then go straight to the idea of Yaskil Lo Yom HaMisa. Why start first with Torah, then with Krishna, and then with Yom HaMisa? The Teretz is, says Rav Elia Lapian, if a person goes straight to the idea of Yom HaMisa, it won't help. If, you know what he'll say? I'm going to die. I'm going to eat some strawberries and ice cream and get the fresen. As they state, she echal v'shosei kimocha namus. When will go along and help? When will it help? The Yaskil Leyon Amisa is in a case where you've got the Agdome. You've got the introduction of number one of Limud HaTorah and Yaskil Leyon and say Krishna. Then it would help in the Yaskil Leyon Amisa. And thus is taken the Pshat, the Bilam HaRoteh. Egon is Geat, Egon a corrupt guy. On Kintera, on Kimidus, can then the greatest nisim was consigned, and nothing will go along and have enough for me. Und das ist sehr gut euch. If you look at the end of the parsha says, Vayokam Bilam, Vayelech, Vayosov Limakoimai. Bilam got up and he went back to his place. Began Balak, and also Balak says the Pasuk Holach Ledarka. The Torah is telling us, Bilam, after seeing all of Nisim, what Nisim? The Nisim of Piyasim. And he sees everything what happened. And Diva, he didn't budge one inch. By Yochum Bilam, by Yelech, by Yosav Limkeime. And he went back to his place. And the Torah continues. Began Balak Holach Ledarkoi. Balak went also, and he continued on his old ways, as it was. Nothing impressed him. The Pasuk says, Vayicha Balak el Bilam. Balak got angry with Bilam. Vayisparik his cap off, and he banged his hands. And he said, I called you to curse me. V'nei berachto boleich, zeh sholeich. And you blessed him. Why? What was special Sholosh Bom? So the Shari Aaron says, because three times is a chazoka. Why? Because not everybody holds three times is a chazoka. One man the Omar holds two times. I saw on this a vote from Rav Zalman Sorotsky. He doesn't say it all over. Bilam was, from his way, a very clever guy. He wanted to go along. No, he wanted to go along and make the Yidden sin. What was he hoping to go and make the Yidden sin? Because through that, he would go along, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu would agree that he should be able to curse the Klal Yisrael. Says Rav Zalman Sorotsky, but he knew there are three antinodes against the Yetzer Hara. What are they? As we quoted the Gemara in Brochus, learning Torah, saying Krishna, and Yaskil Lo Yoyma Misa. So Bilam realized, if you look in this week's Sedra, by the Brochus, the first thing he said was, Tomois Nafshi Moshe Shoy. Next, what did he say? Hed Am Kalovi Yokum. It's a nation which is Am Kalovi Yokum Ukavi Yisnase. And then he said, Teyra Mate Voelecho Yaakov. Said Rav Zalman Sorotskin. Bilam was saying that every way and mean that they've got, which is their way to go along and to fight the antinode against the Yetzer Hara, they've got. Number one, as we said, that they Yaskil Lo Yoyma Misa, they go along and they say, Tomei Nafshi Moshe Shoyim. Next, they are people, says the Pasuk, Hen Am Kalavi Yokum, which as Rashi translates, what does it mean, those words? Hen Am Kalavi Yokum, the early birds. Hen Am Kashen Imdim Mishnosom, Shachris. When they get up early in the morning, Hen Mizgavim, what for? Likrayas Krishna. And number three, what do they do? Matrivu Elecho Yaakov. They learn Torah. Says Rav Zalman Sorotskin, that's what he was saying to him. Therefore it's impossible now for me to carry out my plan. What was my plan? To go along and bring them to a stage to go along and make them sin. What will you ask me? That Bilam was doing it the wrong way round. We said, how are you meant to always go about fighting the Yetzer Hara? You're first meant to learn Torah. Then you're meant to do Krishna. And then, Askaras Lo Yema Misa. Bilam was starting the other way round. Zograb Zalman Sorotsky. That's when you want to build. If you want to build, then you start first. Limud HaTorah. There you build, as you would say today, you build first the foundations, then you build the walls, and then you build the roof. But when a person wants to destroy, he wants to bring a person down, then what does he go along and do? He does mamash the opposite. Bilam, what was Bilam's idea to do, to try and bring about the destruction of Klal Yisrael? And in what way was he trying to bring it about? He was trying to bring it about by bringing ways and means to go and make them do avelus, and through that being able to do it, that will make, it'll be able for him to go along there. He saw, that's the possible what it's saying. You've gone along and you've given them now a bracha, these three times, and therefore since you've given them already that bracha, it's impossible to go along now to do it. The Pasuk Bilam says, Matevu Oyelecho Yaakov Mishkenei Secho Yisrael. In Bilam's words, laid unbelievable things. Oyel is an inyan of Avai. Avai, that person should feel as if he's only an Avai in this world. Says the Mephoshim, Yaakov is the lowest category of people. Like the Mephoshim say, even simple people of Klal Yisrael are called Yaakov. Now for the Torah writes, Matevu Oyelecho Yaakov. For the simple people of Klal Yisrael, they are Malgish, they feel, they come to the Hagosha, that what we are in this world is Oyel, is like a Puzdu Bifnei Olam Habo. But people who are higher categories of people, who are called the name Yisrael, they, it's not enough just to feel the algosha, to feel the feeling that it's an inyan of Avai and Olam Hazeh. They go and they make their lights, till they make their houses, to Mikdosh Ma'at and Mishkanei Secho Yisrael. And I saw my uncle, Rav Moshe Sternbuch, adds on something very, which I liked. He says, the Pasuk says, L'cho oro li Yaakov, go and curse for me Yaakov. Well, l'cho zayamor, and go and make angry Klal Yisrael. So the Mephoshim ask, why does it say, L'cho oro li Yaakov? By oro it uses the word Yaakov, and by anger it uses the word Yisrael. So he says like this. Yaakov, as we just now said, is the Pshutayam. It's the simple people. And he says, like the Torah says in Parshas Yisroi, Lebeis Yaakov, Elu Noshim, that is women, that's the simple people. So he says like this. Bilam went along and said, Balak said to Bilam, L'cho Oro, to go along and curse Yaakov, the Pshutayam. They don't have any schusim. Balak said to Bilam, I think if you go along and you curse them, you'll be able to start with them by cursing. Other, as we all know, the Ribbono Shel Olam was making them. Other, he said, Balak, the Yisrael, the more Anshei Maila, the higher people, the Tzadikim, the Tamidei Chachamim, they, you'll never succeed by cursing them. The only way to succeed by them is by at the time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bekas. That the Gemara says in Brochus that the Ribbono Shel Olam it gets Bekas. And as the Gemara says in Brochus, the Pasuk says, V'yadea das Elyei. Fred the Gemara, Bilam was a Yedea Das Elyei. He couldn't talk to his donkey and now a cement. At this of Yedea Das Elyei, says the Gemara, he was Yedea Lechavein Eisei Shav, that second that the Ribbono Shel Olam gets the cast. So that says, Rav Moshe Sternbuch, L'chol Zayamo, go and get the Yisrael, the people who are the higher category. They are the more higher category. Go along, and by them, the Ribbono Shel Olam is medaktik, kechut asaro. So maybe you'll succeed at the time. At the time when the Ribbono Shel Olam is bekath. So that's the Shinei L'Sheinus of Lecha Or Yaakov or Lecha Zayam Yisrael. No, even on yet now a time, next tomorrow, Sunday, the time of the Dry Vochen, Loma Ofenem, as Bezer Hashem, Ben Geboit, the Mishkanei Secho, Yisrael, the Be'emeser Mishkanei Yisrael, and all the Yidden will zusammenkommen to the Be'emeser Geula Shleimah, and all the Be'emeser Binyan Abayis.